Good day to you. This week's second look takes us to Luke chapter 13, the gospel reading from this last Sunday, the first five verses. And in this reading, we hear about some people who are bringing a situation to Jesus, a tragedy, you might say. Galileans had rebelled against the Roman government, and Pontius Pilate had taken care of that rebellion and slaughtered them. And mixed their blood with the sacrifices of the people, and the people would have been offended by that. But it was, to some, it was a tragedy, but they had sinned. They had done wrong by rebelling against the government. And they wanted Jesus to respond. Maybe they thought they were better than these Galileans. Maybe they thought they were okay, that they weren't as bad as them. And Jesus says something otherwise. Listen to Jesus' response. Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered these things? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all perish too. Or those 18 who were killed when the tower in Siloam fell on them, do you think that they were worse sinners than all the people living in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all perish too. Maybe this section also helps us answer the question, how do we respond when tragedy strikes, when we look around our world and we see terrible things that are happening? Oh, it's so easy to think that we're okay. They must have done something wrong, something to earn that tragedy, something to earn that wrath of God, that sickness, that pain, that suffering. And yet Jesus points out the reality: we aren't worse sinners than those who are suffering. In fact, we are just as sinful. And so instead of using what we see in the world, the disasters that happen around us, natural disasters, and maybe the war in Ukraine, instead of thinking that maybe they're worse than us and we have it better than them, that we're so secure that we're just fine, maybe that's a call for us to wake up, to repent, to recognize that we are sinful, to recognize how much we need a Savior, how much we need Jesus every single day. And so Jesus' call to repent is a call that continues day in and day out. Martin Luther, in his 95 Theses, once wrote in the very first one that the Christian's life is to be a life of repentance. Daily, we come to our God acknowledging our sin. Daily, we say to Him, Lord, I am sorry. God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Daily, we look to our Savior and His cross and the forgiveness we have through Him. And we trust that our sins are taken away. When we look at our world, we see suffering, we see terrible things, we see tragedy. How do we respond? We respond by saying, Lord, I repent. Lord, I need you every single day. We pray. Heavenly Father, help us when we see tragedies and disasters in our world not to think that we are so secure, that we don't need you, that we're okay, that we are not as bad as those affected by those tragedies. Help us to remember that we are sinful. We are just as sinful as everyone else in this world. And we need you just like everybody else. We need your grace. We need your mercy. Lead us every day to come to you with repentant hearts that sorrow over sin and trust in the cross of your Son. Amen. Have a blessed rest of your week.